In just a few moments, we hope to present Herb Plambeck with the latest worldwide news and farm news. First of all, we'd like to remind you of some interesting programs you may hear on WHO this morning. In just 15 minutes, listen for your favorite songs with Jerry and Zelda. And at 7 o'clock, the latest worldwide news. At 7:15, great stories about corn. And at 7:30, our next news from our WHO News Bureau. Here is Herb Plambeck bringing you items of interest and latest news about farming. Each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, the Farm News is sponsored by John C. Wisdom Yards of Des Moines, where you'll always find the largest selection and the best values in feeder cattle and sheep. Now here is Herb Plambeck.
Good morning. This is that near-perfect sort of a day so many thousands of our listeners have been waiting for. Clear blue skies, moderating temperatures, welcome sunshine, and soil conditions at long last such that there need be less hesitation about getting out there to carry on with grain seeding, disking, harrowing, plowing, fertilizer spreading, and other work, much of which is weeks behind schedule. And just as this promises to be the biggest day of achievement on a countless number of farms so far this season, so will it also be made to order for a vast number of housewives with spring house cleaning yet to do, and for all those gardeners who have been waiting very impatiently to get those early potatoes and other garden plantings in. Moreover, it will be just as nice for flower lovers and for sports fans, including all our young baseball players and the track stars here at Drake Relays, as well as for plowing match enthusiasts going to the Earl Elijah Farm in Cedar County. What's more, the forecast for this weekend is equally pleasant to report. Predictions for fair skies and warmer readings are the story not only for Iowa, but for Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio as well. This means good news for farmers in the states adjoining Iowa, just as for those here, and especially for those whose lands have been threatened by floodwaters in recent days. Clouds and occasional showers may hit North Dakota today and Upper Michigan tomorrow, but by and large it's good weather ahead, with temperatures in Iowa already ranging from 36 in Atlantic to 44 at Davenport. It's 40 degrees here in Des Moines now, 45 degrees at Lincoln, Nebraska, and in the lower 40s in northern Missouri. On the national news scene, government conciliators have three major conferences scheduled today in an effort to end the 20-day-old telephone strike. Last night, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company rejected a union compromise offer for a pay boost of $6 a week, half of the union's original demand. Meantime, one of Baltimore's five striking unions broke with its national leadership. President Truman has called congressional leaders to the White House tonight to hear a first-hand report on the Moscow conference from Secretary Marshall. Secretary Marshall is scheduled to arrive by plane in this country this afternoon. Monday evening, he'll report to the nation by radio. Henry Wallace is also on his way home and ready to continue his series of talks in this country. On May 19th, he'll speak in Hollywood, despite denial of the use of the Hollywood Bowl. 40 miles off the coast of Chile, rescue ships are attempting to pick up survivors from a gasoline transport, which is a burning mass of wood and steel. An explosion sent flames racing skyward, flames fed by 1,000 drums of gasoline. There were 36 men in the crew, but so far only 12 have been found alive. The Red Cross has appropriated another $250,000 for relief work in Texas and Oklahoma in the section devastated by recent storms. A similar appropriation had already been made to Texas City for rehabilitation of the nitrate explosion area. Incidentally, the mayor of stricken Texas City set the latest casualty figures at 433 known dead and more than 100 still missing. In Washington, the lower chamber of commerce has completed its first nighttime session, but in so doing, the House slashed more than 40% from President Truman's budget request for the Department of Interior. Here in Iowa, the 52nd General Assembly, for all practical purposes, is expected to adjourn today with the anticipated passage of the $13 million school aid bill. The formalities may not be completed until Monday or Tuesday, but it's likely only a skeleton gathering will be on hand next week. The clocks in both houses were stopped at noon yesterday, so that the official record of the 1947 assembly will show adjournment as of April 25th. Members of the House held a 60-minute session last night, passing three less controversial measures. Earlier, action on the farm-to-market road bill and on the measure banning secondary boycotts in labor disputes sent both to the governor. The compromise road bill would provide for distribution of funds on both the basis of need and area. According to the Agricultural Department in Washington, the amount of wheat stored on farms and in mills and elevators is the smallest now since 1937. Storage holdings amount to 310 million bushels, 7% smaller than for the same date a year ago. Stocks of corn and oats are relatively large, but barley and rye in storage is the smallest in 5 years. Meanwhile, the International Emergency Food Council says Europe has asked for about 25 million bushels more grain for May and June. France alone seeks an additional 10 million bushels, and at least six other countries have requested supplemental allocations. Government spokesmen say we've already allocated all of the wheat and other grain we can supply until the new crop is available. Canada and Australia are said to be in the same position as far as exports are concerned. As a result, Argentina offers about the only hope for stricken countries. Word from Washington reveals that officials and farm organization leaders who've appeared before the House Appropriations Committee on Agriculture feel the committee will recommend enough funds to Commodity Credit Corporation to underwrite farm price supports at least for the next 12 months, or rather for the 12 months starting next July 1st. It's indicated, meanwhile, there is to be at least a one-third reduction of AAA funds for next year, and that only half the money the president asked for the new marketing research project will be forthcoming. It's also more than likely there will be a reduction in funds for soil conservation and in many other agencies and offices. While it's not for us to question the decision of the majority, it is nevertheless in order to express the hope that reductions will not be on a wholesale scale to the extent that agriculture and the people on the acres will be severely handicapped, as might well be the case if funds for research, information, conservation, and similar items are cut as drastically as now indicated. Desirable as the cutting of government expenditures may be, it would be penny wise and pound foolish to risk wholesale losses of soil and of crops or stock because of inability to carry out conservation work, disease and insect control, and similar efforts for the welfare of agriculture and the nation. And now, back again to Al Bell.
One load of good Colorado Springer cows are scheduled to arrive at the John C. Wisdom Yards this morning. Additional availabilities at the yards include three loads of good young Hereford cows, all with calves at side, and one load of choice pulled Hereford cows, all bred to a purebred pulled Hereford bull. Some of these cows have calves at side, and the balance are heavy Springers. Wisdoms also have a fine selection of thin Colorado yearling steers that are ready to put out on grass right now. There are seven loads of these steers in weights ranging from 500 to 650 pounds. And there are also three loads of extra good feeding heifers in about the same range of weights. Wisdom's prices on both steers and heifers are very much in line with today's market, and they should sell quickly. So if you're in the market for feeding cattle, it will pay you to stop in at Wisdom's today. Remember that Wisdom is paying top prices for all grades of fat hogs. So when your hogs are ready for market, bring them to the John C. Wisdom Yards, Southeast 21st and Maury Streets, Des Moines. Now back to Herb Plambeck.
In livestock trading yesterday, hog prices fell off sharply, with losses ranging up to a dollar at some terminals. Slaughter cattle sold weak to a quarter lower, but fat lambs were steady to 25 cents higher. Receipts on all the major markets will be the usual light Saturday run. However, on the interior Iowa and southern Minnesota hog markets, the total count will likely be some heavier than last Saturday's 24,000. Here in Des Moines, the famed Drake Relays move into their final round today with prospects that more track and field records will be broken. Already, seven new marks have been posted on the books. Number one item of attention on the Midwestern farm calendar today, of course, will be work in the fields, work that in many cases is from 3 to 4 weeks behind schedule. At the same time, though, there will be some other activities, including Saturday marketing trips and some special meetings. Highlighting the events on the Iowa farm calendar today is a national clean plowing contest scheduled on the Earl Elijah Farm near Clarence. 68 plowmen from the Midwest will try their skill at turning furrows in the mammoth demonstration aimed at corn borer control. The plowing match, sponsored by the Cedar County Farm Bureau and radio station WMT, gets underway at 11 o'clock. However, earlier in the day, there will be demonstrations on soil conservation practices, and exhibits will be on display. Winner in today's plowing match will be invited to participate in the WHO National Plowing Contest and Soil Conservation Field Day to be held in Hamilton County in September. During the program this afternoon, a demonstration of crop dusting by air will be staged. That demonstration to be put on by a low-flying plane. Speaking of planes, your editor and Bill Diamond will fly to the demonstration area. We'll have a complete report on today's activities on Monday morning's Farm News. Elsewhere in the state, there will be a 4-H baby beef tour in Iowa County this forenoon, and tonight, Humboldt County cattle feeders will meet in the Legion basement in Humboldt with J.C. Holbert of Washington, Iowa, the speaker. Also today in Dexter, the 128th anniversary of the Dallas County Association of the IOOF Lodge will be observed. An evening program tonight will be open to the public. Lodges from nine towns are participating. On today's radio schedules here at WHO, the Corn Belt Farm Hour, heard each Saturday at 12 noon, will bring an especially timely feature arranged for some time ago. An interview with Gordon Clapp, who only some 40 hours ago received Senate confirmation as head of the Tennessee Valley Authority, will be heard. The Tennessee man's selection and his knowledge of conservation and fertilizers, as well as of river valley projects, will make today's Corn Belt Hour highlight one of particular value. Also scheduled on the noon program is a talk on the value of birds by an Oklahoma farmer, Walter Lewis. On the Country Home program at 10 o'clock, Bill Diamond's guests will include home economist Louise Anderson and a representative of the Painting Association, who's going to deal with a subject right in line with the season, cleaning and painting around the farm and the home. A salute to Child Health Week is also scheduled. Incidentally, beginning next Saturday, the Country Home program will be heard at 9 a.m. rather than at 10 o'clock. At 1 o'clock today, the NBC Farm and Home Hour is on, and then this evening, the WHO Barn Dance will stage its final radio theater auditorium performance of the season prior to moving back to the studios here. A report from Lyman, Iowa, reveals a white-faced cow has given birth to quadruplet calves on the Fred Lindemann farm near Lyman. They're reported in good condition, with an average weight of 40 pounds each. And we've received another triplet calf report, this time from Plover, Iowa, where Mrs. May Butler reports triplet calves were born to a 12-year-old cow. The triplets also weighed about 40 pounds each. In an earlier report, we told of the triplet calves at the John Vincent home at Linville, Iowa. Latest word on the three little Jerseys is they're doing swell. Tomorrow, April 27th, some 50 million Americans will turn their clocks forward, and daylight savings time goes into effect in many sections of the nation. Network radio schedules, of course, will be affected, although many of our own WHO programs, including the Farm News and Corn Belt Hour, remain on present schedules. The same is true of 7:30 and noon news and the 10:15 evening news. Changes effective tomorrow include moving up the Sunday 5 o'clock news to 4 o'clock and changing the daily 8:45 morning news to 10:15, and Bill Diamond's food and market news, now heard at 8:55 to 10:55. The daily 6:30 evening news moves up 15 minutes. For our closing item today, we again want to deal with that ever-important subject, farm safety. Today, with school youngsters available to help Dad try to catch up with a lot of lost time, and with a very promising day ahead, we hope that the youngsters who do help with tractors and discs and other tools will be careful. We hope they'll cut off the power before cleaning out clogged machines, that they won't drive too fast nor turn too sharply, that they'll be careful around wet and slippery spots. It's wonderful to have the youngsters helping, that is if they're not too young, but their enthusiasm and their lack of mature judgment may mean danger. So before they start out, let's warn them again and everyone else who'll be out there on those acres early and late to practice safety first.
That concludes Farm News, a daily service presented to you this morning by Herb Plambeck and sponsored each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday by the John C. Wisdom Yards of Des Moines. When you're in the market for good feeder cattle or lambs, you'll save time and money by buying direct at the Wisdom Yards. Thousands of satisfied customers who keep coming back to Wisdom are your assurance of complete satisfaction. You're always welcome. Next time you're in Des Moines, stop in for a friendly visit at the John C. Wisdom Yards. WHO Des Moines.